Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This morning, support slipping, Labor gaining ground in the polls as leaders clash in the second debate. Get ready, May rainfall record set to tumble, Queensland on alert. Pit lane panic. A drag racer explodes on the starting line. How the crew walked away with only minor injuries. And royal secret revealed in new pictures of a young Queen Elizabeth.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. The Weather Bureau is warning of a wild week ahead, with May rainfall records expected to be smashed. Parts of regional Queensland could see 10 times their monthly rainfall, with the southeast also in the firing line. Two trough systems are expected to merge, making for an enduring rain event spanning much of the state. Less than 2 weeks out from the federal election, Labor has strengthened its lead in the polls, with Anthony Albanese also closing the gap on Scott Morrison as preferred Prime Minister. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Taylor. It's the largest lead Labor has had so far.
Yes, Labor certainly increasing their lead during the final 2 weeks of this election campaign. According to the latest news poll, Labor's support in the primary vote has increased by one, while the coalition fell by 1 point. Support for the minor parties remains unchanged. After preferences, the coalition also fell by 1 point. Labor up one, increasing the gap between the two major parties to 8. In the preferred Prime Minister stakes, Prime Minister Scott Morrison fell by 1 point. Anthony Albanese rose by 3 in a week that was dominated by an increase to the interest rate, but also cost of living. Both leaders facing off in a second leaders' debate, almost coming to blows.
Two potential leaders.
Well, I'll tell you what we did.
Why did you cut defence spending?
You just asked the question, yeah, no. So do I get to answer it?
Turn up the heat.
Mr. Morrison, Mr. Albanese, that's enough. We do need to move on.
Anthony Albanese grilled on his NDIS slip-up.
You clearly did not know. Wasn't that a lie?
The question of the NDIS isn't about a number of dot points. What it's about is, how do you fix the NDIS?
Cost of living, top of mind.
The problem with what Scott just said is that the cost of living measures that he spoke about are all temporary. They have all the sincerity of a fake tan.
On his response to the pandemic, an admission from the Prime Minister.
It was a race, Anthony, and we shouldn't have described it in those terms.
The pair locked in a fiery exchange over China.
Just getting back to your deputy leader who wants to be the defence minister.
Labor
who runs his speeches past the Chinese government.
That is an outrageous slip.
Trading barbs over the possibility of a federal anti-corruption commission.
We will have it this year if we're elected.
You've been hiding in the bushes.
Scott, you don't allow debates on anything in the parliament, let alone debates on opposition legislation.
And on Mother's Day, a question about 50% of voters.
How do you define a woman?
The answer's less than inspiring.
An adult female.
An adult female?
Yeah.
Mr. Morrison?
Yes, I'm adult, a member of the female sex. Not confused at all.
I don't think it's confusing.
The result of that debate was a tie, but that was largely because of an issue with the voting system on the website. The last and final showdown between these leaders will be on Channel 7 on Wednesday night. Jodie?
Won't miss it. Okay, Taylor Aiken, thank you. China is getting ready to expand its presence in the Solomon Islands, with reports this morning the country is vowing to build wharves, shipyards and submarine cables in the South Pacific. The Australian reports the countries will establish deep-sea fishing bases and develop oil, gas and undersea mining ventures, revealed in a draft maritime agreement. Experts warn it would work alongside a controversial security pact which could be used by the Chinese military. The Victorian Premier has hit back at calls to stand down over accusations he's faced corruption hearings on three separate occasions. Daniel Andrews has labelled the calls absolutely ridiculous.
The kind of giveaway here, they're independent. It's in their name. You should speak with them with the greatest of respect. It's not appropriate for me to be running a commentary on that.
The Premier wouldn't reveal how many times he's been questioned. A pit crew is lucky to be alive after a drag racer exploded in their faces. The incident caught live on the Seven Network with exclusive video showing the sheer force of the blast.
A view from the rear wing of the Jim Reed racing team. And another angle. An explosion and a shriek from spectators as crew member Gus tumbles hands over face. That's Bruce Reed on the right, the team's racing crew chief. His cap blows off and he takes a moment to compose himself, stunned by what has just happened.
I'd copped a little torching myself. I knew exactly what happened and I was more cranky than anything.
It was a backfire, not uncommon on the road, but a much bigger deal in the engine block of a top fuel dragster. It rockets to 500 kilometres an hour in seconds, but last night it was more dangerous standing still.
We have a process where we the motor over to get a little bit of oil pressure and to clear all the cylinders. And I pulled the trigger and bang.
Police visited Sydney Raceway today. Chad Nalon was commentating live on 7 Plus.
He went out into the 3.77 second range, but this guy went even quicker. Whoa!
I've been working the sport for my entire life and it's the first time that I've seen this happen. And so for all the crew to get away with this one without any more injuries is definitely good news.
More than good news or even good luck, it was also good management. It is a dangerous sport and the motor here was encased in containment straps and a ballistic bag. Without them, it would have effectively been a shrapnel bomb. Photos obtained by 7 News show the internal damage, enough to remove chunks of metal. Four of the crew were released from hospital last night, bad burns only. Gus remains there today after his hand was severely cut.
It was very chaotic and quite confusing initially, and so it was a confronting scene for the ambulance crews when they first arrived.
They said, like, really intense sunburn just up his neck here.
And that's it?
Then that's it, yep.
You're feeling lucky?
Oh, very lucky.
Robert Avadia, 7 News.
Previously unseen pictures of a young Queen Elizabeth have been released, including shots of her wearing an engagement ring months before her engagement to Prince Philip was made public. The images come from the royal family's personal archives of homemade films, made public for a new documentary to coincide with the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. A man is in hospital after a terrifying axe assault on the Gold Coast. A 61-year-old man is accused of brutally bashing his friend who lives across the road in an aged care home at Labrador. It's understood the pair was drinking when he turned on him, chasing the 74-year-old man across the road and slashing him with an axe. He suffered deep cuts but is now stable. Police in Sydney are searching for two teenage boys seen running from a fire at the Balmain Leagues Club. The blaze tore through the derelict building on Saturday afternoon and is being treated as suspicious. Locals say they've had enough after more than a decade of the eyesore sitting abandoned. A breast cancer blood test could offer a better chance of survival. The National Breast Cancer Foundation has announced a $12 million research funding blitz to develop better diagnostic tools.
A lot has changed in the 20 years since Sarah Singer was diagnosed.
I'll always remember that moment and I'll
always remember that feeling.
She went through chemo and a mastectomy when her youngest was just 1 year old.
I just remember just clinging on to Mia, my daughter, and just, you know, crying and just saying to my husband, you know, please just never ever let her call anyone else mummy.
The National Breast Cancer Foundation today announcing a $12.4 million research boost,
funding 20 new research projects in breast cancer around Australia,
including the development of a breast cancer blood test, which could one day be used alongside mammograms for mass screening.
There's certainly, you know, hope for that, but, you know, one step at a time.
Researchers currently targeting recurrence or relapse.
It's actually mind-blowing.
In 1994, the five-year survival rate for breast cancer was 76%. It's since jumped to 92%. Still, 3,100 Australians lose their lives each year.
The National Breast Cancer Foundation has a goal of eliminating deaths from the cancer by 2030. The key, detection as early as possible.
If we detect breast cancer at stage one, the five-year survival rate is actually 100%.
As close to a cancer cure as we've ever come. Serena Andaloro, 7 News.
26 newly minted $1 coins will hit post offices this morning to kick off the Great Aussie Coin Hunt. They each represent a letter of the alphabet and feature Australian icons like Luna Park, the Great Ocean Road and the Vanilla Slice. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones finished the week lower, the Nasdaq also down. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,882 an ounce. Oil is $110 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 70.81 US cents, 92.41 Japanese yen and $1.10 New Zealand. The toddler abandoned outside a church in Mexico has finally been reunited with her family. Adeline Shanks has begun her journey back to Australia, her uncle telling 7 News they're still looking for answers about her mother's disappearance.
They travelled across the world for this moment.
Hello, Adeline.
Hello, Addie.
To hold little Adeline in their arms.
We get Addie right.
This is Laura.
Little Addie
Bryce, Nana. The toddler, her uncle Nana. And grandmother just relieved. The little girl was found wandering alone in Cancun almost a week ago. Her mother, Queensland woman Tani Shanks, and father, Jorge Estudillo, haven't been seen since.
There's no way she would have left her, not in a million years. As soon as she had her, she's been, I don't think she's ever spent a day without her.
Ben Shanks travelled from Queensland to Mexico to bring Adeline home.
She's great. She's taken to us a lot better than I thought she would. I thought she'd be scared and, she doesn't know us that well. She's been brave. She's been amazing.
The family meeting with investigators today in Cancun.
They're throwing everything at it.
After checking out of a Cancun hotel on Monday, the couple planned to return to their home in Merida, 4 hours away, but they never made it. Instead, their car was found burning that same night in Puerto Morelos.
Police are exploring several theories about what could have happened to Tani. They're looking closely at her boyfriend Jorge's personal life and business dealings, but won't say whether he's considered a suspect in her disappearance.
There is some criminal background about the male involved, the partner of the Australian citizen, but that doesn't mean that we will not look for him as a victim as well.
The Shanks now preparing for a long journey home, hopeful they'll get answers.
For Tani, you know, we've got her. She was a great mum.
In Cancun, Mexico, Ashley Mullaney, 7 News.
The US First Lady has made a surprise visit to Ukraine. Dr. Jill Biden visited a border town near Slovakia and met Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska. Meantime, Bono, lead singer of U2, has performed in a Kyiv metro station in a show of solidarity.
Tonight, to drag the past out into the light.
While in the country's east, dozens of people are feared dead after a Russian bomb destroyed a school. French President Emmanuel Macron has laid a wreath at the Arc de Triomphe, leading commemorations across Europe marking VE Day. Victory in Europe Day marks the end of the Second World War in Europe in 1945. This year's commemoration is particularly poignant, with the war in Ukraine continuing to rage. In a video address, Ukraine's president claimed evil has returned again, but vowed Ukraine will emerge victorious. A bridge has collapsed in northern Pakistan after it was swept away by a torrent of water from a glacier lake. Huge amounts of water surged downstream after a recent heat wave increased the lake's volume by 40%. Thousands of people on both sides of the bridge are now stranded. The Pakistan government has ordered a temporary bridge to be built within 48 hours while repair work on the damaged bridge gets underway.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
In sport, the Royal Challengers strengthened their chances of sealing an IPL playoffs berth after a crushing 67-run victory over the Sunrisers. Glenn Maxwell hit a quick-fire 33 from 24 balls in Bangalore's total of 192. Teammate Josh Hazlewood did plenty of damage with the ball, claiming figures of 2 for 17.
Oh, there's one straight up. This should be taken. This should be taken, and it is. Hazlewood gets 2 and 2.
Meanwhile, the Delhi Capitals were no match for the Chennai Super Kings. David Warner couldn't repeat his last game heroics, trapped in front for 19. Mitchell Marsh soon followed, caught on the boundary for 25. The Super Kings winning by 91 runs. Adelaide United booked themselves a home A-League finals overnight, coming from one goal down to beat Western United. Despite trailing Western United early, the Reds showed plenty of composure, Ryan Kitto scoring the match winner in the 50th minute, his first of the season. Meanwhile, Western Sydney and MacArthur played out a one-all draw. Wanderers were the first to strike before a foul inside the box landed MacArthur the equalising goal. The Sydney Kings are one win away from the NBL Championship. Game 2 of the Grand Final Series on the Tasmania Jack Jumpers' home turf got heated.
Coach Buford lost the plot. Oh, my goodness.
They must be steel caps. Oh, my.
Missing MVP Jalen Adams through injury, Xavier Cook stepped up in his absence, getting the Kings home in a thriller 90-86. 2-0 up in the best of five series, the Kings can clinch the title at home on Wednesday night. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, moist easterly winds will trigger widespread showers and storms in Queensland, then Northern Territory and Northern New South Wales, mostly dry elsewhere under a high. Around the capitals today, showers in Brisbane heading for a top of 22 degrees. Showers in Sydney heading for 20. Partly cloudy with a top of 17 in Canberra. Mostly sunny 17 as well in Melbourne. Mostly sunny 16 in Hobart. Adelaide partly cloudy, a top of 20. Morning smoke, then sunny in Perth, 25 degrees. And sunny and 34 in Darwin.